If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. This is your host, Looney Lewis, and I am on here because I have exciting news. I have a new series in store for you because you are so special to me, and I wanted to bring this to you firsthand. So for the next 2 months, every week, I am going to come on here and teach you all things habit. It's only right because I have developed an amazing habit building program, and I want to share it exclusively with you, my awesome listeners who's been with me from day one. And so this is what it's going to be about. I'm finally taking the writing, the research, and the interviews done with successful entrepreneurs for the last 5 years and put it into one cohesive, powerful habit building program. But first, let me ask you, do you have ANT, automated negative thoughts? Do you struggle to get out of bed in the mornings, let alone have the time to make your bed? Well, you are not alone. That, my friend, was me. My old morning routine consists of pressing snooze 25 times to then grab my phone to scroll through social media, followed by 15 minutes of lying in bed thinking about how tired I am, and another 10 minutes thinking about my next alcoholic drink and realizing how unhappy I am with my life. That's how every day started for me. It became a habit until I started doing 9 things which revolutionize my mornings. And I want to share those with you throughout this new series. My deepest desire is that you'll find this to be the best series you've ever taken on how to build better habits and understand human behavior and performance. We'll discuss things like how habits form and how they are shaped, looking at some of the things that underlie our psychology, neuroscience, as well as our habits and behaviors on a daily basis. And so as we get into the science, I'd like for you to keep one habit in mind, which we can look at as an example as we progress through the series. As the host of the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, I've spent hundreds of hours chatting with entrepreneurs about how their morning routines and habits have contributed to their success. I strongly believe success leaves clues, and this is designed as a roadmap to not only develop effective morning routines, but to create any habit that will transform your life. As Jim Rohn says, success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines and habits practiced every day. That's why I will be showing you some of the habits entrepreneurs use in the mornings to prime themselves for the day. I am confident that this is one powerful habit building program because it changed my life, and I know it can change your life too. So with that said, I'm excited to get started. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk about the science of habits. Why do we need to form habits? What's the purpose? Why do they exist? Do you think habits are hard to create or change? Well, not if you use science and research. I'm here to tell you, with science-backed research and a mindset shift, habits can be very easy to create or change, as long as you understand the science behind habit formation and use that science when you are trying to change or create a habit. Whether you realize it or not, a lot of your daily behavior is composed of habits. These are automatic behaviors that you do without thinking. You do them the same way every day. Let's think about all the habits you have that you don't even remember trying to create. Perhaps you put your keys in the same pocket when you walk out the door. Or maybe you have a routine that you go through every weekday when you first wake up. Or you pack your pocket checking for your wallet every time you leave the house. You probably have routines around hundreds of things. For example, how you leave the house for work, what you do as soon as you get to your workplace, how you clean your house or apartment, how you do laundry, how you exercise, how you wash your hair, how you water your house plants, how you take your dog for a walk, how you feed your cat, how you put your children to bed at night. How did you end up with so many habits if they are so hard to create? If you understand the science around how habits are formed, you will see that there are some fairly simple things you can do that make habits very easy to form and even relatively easy to change. For most people, habits are created unconsciously, which means they are forming without our permission. They are carried out automatically. Habits help us do the hundreds of things we need and want to do in our lives. Because we can carry out a habit without having to think about it, it frees up our thought process to work on other things. It's a clever trick that our brains have evolved to make us more efficient. Let's take a look at the science behind forming habits. If you ever took a psychology course, you probably have heard of the name Ivan Pavlov. Pavlov won a Nobel Prize in 1904 for his work in medicine. He researched the digestive system, working primarily with dogs. But while he was doing research on digestion, he discovered something that surprised him. Pavlov was measuring the amount of saliva that dogs produce as part of digestion. He noticed first that dogs would salivate when they saw food, even before they tasted it. Then he noticed that if another event, such as a bell or the footstep of the experimenter, was paired with the food, the dog would eventually start salivating at just the sound of the bell or the sound of the footstep. This is called classical conditioning. And it goes like this. First, you pair two things together, a stimulus, food, and a response, salivating. Stimulus one, which is the food, results in a response, which is salivating. Still with me? Okay. Then you add an additional stimulus. So you have stimulus one, which is the food, plus stimulus two, which is the bell, and that will result in a response, which is the salivating. Over time, you will be able to remove the original stimulus, which is the food, and have just the additional stimulus, the bell or the footstep, elicit the response, salivating. So what happened is stimulus two, the bell, now gives you the response you're looking for, which is salivating. By now, you are probably wondering what this has to do with habits. You are probably not trying to create a salivation habit, right? Well, classical conditioning is the starting point for understanding automatic behaviors and habits. For example, let's take a look at smoking. We start with stimulus one, seeing a cigarette that will result in a response, which is to light up and smoke the cigarette. Then we add stimulus one, seeing the cigarette, plus stimulus two, feeling bored, which will result in the response of lighting up and smoking the cigarette. Then we add stimulus one, seeing a cigarette, plus stimulus two, feeling bored, to result in a response, which is to light up and smoke the cigarette. Until we get stimulus two, just feeling bored, to result in the response of lighting up and smoking the cigarette. Notice the shift. What happened? Stimulus one is no longer part of the equation, but stimulus two is strong enough, it's been ingrained enough to trigger the response. So keeping this original research in mind, I want you to use the habit scoreboard below to get an idea of all the habits you have that you don't even remember trying to create. The Best Morning Routine Habit Scoreboard is a simple method you can use to become more self-aware and notice habits and behaviors that you may not realize you are already doing. To create your own habit scoreboard, Start by making a list of your daily morning habits. Start at the beginning of your day and write down each habit you do. For example, you wake up, you turn off the alarm, you make your bed, you brush your teeth, you get dressed, you drive to work, so on and so forth. You can make this list as long or as short as you would like, but you must make it comprehensive, that it includes everything you currently do in the morning. Once you have a full list, look at each behavior and ask yourself, is this a good habit, a bad habit, or a neutral habit? If it is a good habit, write positive or plus sign next to it. If it is a bad habit, write negative or minus sign next to it. If it is a neutral habit, write the equal sign next to it. Now, I want you to have fun with this exercise, as the sole purpose is to become more self-aware and notice habits and behaviors that you may not realize you are already doing, because habits are forming without our permission. All right. Keep in mind the research I shared with you here, because in the next lesson, we will explore what we now know about creating and changing habits as it pertains to our brain.
I'll see you in the next episode. Stay blessed.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.